You're listening to Island Life on Waiheke Radio, your weekly look at Waiheke people, events and issues, brought to you with the support of the Humble Pie Village Butchery. Well, a little while ago, an ambitious project was announced for Waiheke, a group of people getting together to work on this idea of making Waiheke predator-free. And that project has been progressing, and Mary Frankham has been appointed as the project director. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
So a fairly kind of daunting kind of task ahead of you, Mary.
Yeah, you could say that. I step into the role next week, and it's very exciting, but it is an ambitious project.
So tell us a little bit about what the scope of this project is.
So when we say predator-free, we are really focused on two species. That is the mustelids, or stoats mostly, and also rats on Waiheke.
I mean, rats, people will be fairly familiar with that. They are widespread across the island, if not, across the whole country. What about the mustelids and so on?
Yeah, so we know we've got a good population of stoats on Waiheke. We are a little bit unsure about whether or not we have ferrets and weasels. Many people are out there already trapping stoats. And that family, the mustelid family, will be part of the eradication program.
So, I mean, where do you start with something like that? I mean, Waiheke is a big place.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think it's important to remember that it's very much a people project. So starting with the people is first and foremost, and that's where the Waiheke Collective came into being in September 2017. There'd been lots of work going on towards the idea of a predator-free Waiheke before that. In September 2017, various people that were interested came together and sat down and decided that we could all work together on this idea. In terms of the technical aspects, how to eradicate in a practical way, we are going to set off in a process of more detailed planning and reviewing the plans that have already been done to really know how to go forward with this project.
So I imagine there is, a range of approaches. I mean, I kind of think of in some ways there might be some parallels with something like, say, the project to clean up the Little Oniroa stream, where you're kind of coming at it from a whole lot of different angles, prevention, direct intervention, community involvement and so on.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very much multifaceted. So there's the community side of things and, taking on board the needs and interests and wants of the community and landowners. There's the technical aspects, so what tools and techniques will be suitable for the various landscapes and species involved. And there's biosecurity and monitoring as well, so once we have eradicated the rats and stoats, we will obviously need to keep them off. So there's a big biosecurity program involved there as well.
So this is a long-term project, and you're coming in now, and I imagine you don't anticipate still being in the role at the end of the project. So what does that mean for your role? I mean, you're kind of, I suppose, thinking, how do I set this thing up to have longevity? So what are the particular focuses you have in that area?
The project is long term, and really the only way you can go about that is step by step, take off one bite at a time. So in the first instance, it's a matter of setting up a project team. So we will be employing an operations manager, someone with experience in pest control and eradication, and with the operational experience to deliver the project on the ground. But also an engagement manager, so the person that can interweave the needs and interests of the community and landowners into the project planning. With respect to your question, it's really about establishing you know, the people and the structures in order to take the project forward in a sustainable way.
And so you've been appointed into this role. What do you bring to the role, and what's your experience in that kind of field?
So for the last few years, I've been project managing the Northwest Wildlink Partnership Group, which is a partnership of the agencies, Department of Conservation and Auckland Council, and also a number of not-for-profits who are working together to generate more involvement in environmental care, but also on the idea of a wild link between the Gulf Islands and the Waitakere Ranges in the northwest of Auckland. So that, you know, that involves a project management skills, but also facilitation and partnership brokering skills. I also have a background in community engagement, so I do have quite a deep respect for what I would call community wisdom, which is very much the intrinsic knowledge that people have of the place in which they live, but combined with the history of a place. So communities have a long memory, and I think it's really important to involve that community wisdom in the project. So I guess my role is balancing those things out, the balance of the weaving in the community wisdom, the collaborative nature of the work, and you know, balancing that with the project deliverables and funding accountabilities.
And so what do you anticipate to be the particular challenges that you'll be facing, you know, say in the short to medium term?
Well, the project's not short on challenges, but two fairly, you know, sizable ones. One is the, working with people where they're at, and ensuring that people have the information they need to make their own decisions, weaving in the, as I've said, the needs and the interests of different landowners, and alongside that, the technical requirements of the project. So, you know, evidence suggests that the Stoat eradication program is fairly doable, and we have more information around that. There was a Stoat pilot project done on Waiheke itself, and at the moment the Waiheke Collective are running a Stoat control program as well. With respect to rats, we are going to be learning alongside everyone. A rat pilot is planned, hopefully to start mid next year, covering 25% of the island. And through that pilot, we'll be looking at the various landscapes and testing the various tools and techniques, as well as, you know, the needs of the community and the landowners involved.
And, I mean, are there precedents for success for this kind of project? I mean, if we think about the kind of rat, you know, the predator-free places around the country at the moment, you know, they're offshore islands with restricted landing access, or, you know, or places with those amazing fences, you know, that seal off little areas of to preserve them. Are there precedents for a populated, high-traffic area like Waiheke to become predator-free?
It's a good question. There, as you've mentioned, there are a number of predator-free islands and places around New Zealand and around the world as well. There's nowhere that is that has exactly the same conditions as Waiheke, and that's something that, you know, I think everyone involved in the project is well aware of. We're not pretending that it's not going to be ambitious, but at the same time, there's a number of projects that have been successful that are giving us the confidence that this project can go ahead and we can give it a go. I mean, close to home is Rakino Island, eradicated by ground-based methods, and with some of the similar conditions that Waiheke faces, obviously not to the same scale.
And what kind of benchmarks have been set for you as, you know, as project director? I mean, presumably within some period of time, you know, the board's going to be wanting to see some kind of progress.
Yeah, yep. So fairly substantial benchmarks. I mean, we are also working very closely with our funders on that. So, as I said, you know, in the first instance, it's about establishment, setting up the project, reviewing the plans that have been done, and producing the very detailed eradication and engagement plans that are required. Following on from that, depending on what these plans say, you know, as I said, we hope to initiate the STOPE network at the end of this year and the RAP pilot next year. So there's no shortage of work ahead.
No. So, yeah. And so, I mean, what does it mean on a day-to-day basis for you? I mean, what will you actually be doing? I presume you're not going to be out there with your boots on setting bait stations up.
No, my role is more the coordination one. The operations manager will be doing that with, and they will need a team of trappers and professionals in order to do the network as well. But my role will be more along the lines of project management and the liaison between various stakeholders, working closely with the community groups and the Waiheke Collective, working with the board on strategy and direction, and the funders as well.
And is it something, is there a strong commitment from local government towards this, or do they kind of, is it something that they've kind of set in their targets as well? Or
so the local board are really supportive of us, and I look forward to working with them more closely, actually. We've had a few meetings in last year as we went through, and they've always been very supportive. I think as we move closer towards implementation, we will be working very much in alignment with them. And there's other projects on the island as well where there may be some synergies that would be good to explore.
Yeah. One of the things with predators is, once you eradicate one, another one will kind of rise to the challenge. Mm. Is it anticipated that the scope of this project will need to extend, once if successful in ridding the island of rats and mustelids, do we then need to turn our attention to some of the other predator animals on the island, cats, pigs, etc.?
At this stage, the focus is the mustelids and the rats. In saying that, it's very important that plans are not done in isolation and that other species aren't ignored. You take something out of an ecosystem and it has an impact on the others. My cousin, for example, is saying, well, what are you going to do about the rabbits?
Well, the rabbits is the one that springs to my mind as well, hops to mind because I can see them exploding.
Well, so our aim is to take an integrated approach in saying that our funding is for the mustelids and the rats, but we won't be doing that without respect to the other species in the ecosystem.
So for those people who, and there'll be a lot of people around the island who are on board, they're already doing baiting and trapping around the island and so on. And I suppose it's about pulling together a whole lot of those things. So for those people who are looking at this and going, look, this is a great idea, but, I'm sure I'm putting out bait on my property, but what do I actually do in a more coordinated way? When do you anticipate that there'll be avenues for those people to kind of work together in a more cohesive approach?
Well, actually, those avenues exist already. There's a lot of neighbourhood groups, and the Waiheke Collective are doing a really good job about, helping people to connect between the different neighbourhoods and to align, things like the pulsing dates that the Waiheke Ratbusters are using are now being used by various other groups as well. Pulsing being, when you're putting out your bait and your traps for your rats, so that things are more coordinated. And you're right, as the project goes on, then that will have to be done in a more, even more aligned fashion. And so, I've been part of the Waiheke Collective since its inception, so, very much involved there and working together to generate those better outcomes through that improved alignment and coordination.
So as part of this, we talked about the rabbits, but has there been kind of mapping of what the impact is going to be on removing those predators from the ecosystem? I mean, you know, other populations exploding, you know, say rabbits, for example, but also, I mean, even native animals exploding and the impact of that. You know, we're seeing, you know, kaka, and a lot of people are delighted to see kaka on the island. You talk to people in some areas where there are big kaka populations and they go, those things are a pain in the neck, I can't keep a garden going. Has there been that kind of, you know, impact mapping done?
To some extent, but that's very much what will be done as we go forward into this more detailed planning phase.
Excellent. Well, look, it's an exciting and challenging project, and really keen to kind of keep on board with it and hear how it's going. So good luck for next week.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Great. So I've been speaking to Mary Frankham, who's the project director for Waiheke Predator Free. Thanks very much, Mary.
Thank you.